Hello, welcome to Frosto Talks. I'm your host, Frosto. Just an all-around regular guy trying to spread overwhelming positivity and help you look at the brighter side of things. Why, hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Frosto Talks. I'm your host, Frosto. Now, before we go any further, I want to address the Barry White sounding individual you hear over your speakers. I've been fighting a cold all week that I got from the kids, and this is the result of it. So it's not an effect or an edit to make my voice sound deeper. Now, with that being said, I feel like it's kind of the perfect timing for this topic, being that I got this cold from my kids. You know, when putting together a podcast, two questions that get brought up often are themes and topics. What's your podcast going to be about? I mean, it's a valid question, right? What information or advice are you going to provide to your listeners? Well, rather than get bogged down with the specifics of a topic or a theme, I thought to myself, just let it ride, baby. After all, it is my podcast, so why not make it about me? What makes me me? The guy sitting across the table from you, Frosto. A huge role in what makes this all work nowadays has to be the best job I've ever had, being a dad. Many years ago, I was asked by a great friend if it's all worth it, what it is to be a dad. And my response was simple. It's the easiest, hardest thing you'll ever have to do for the rest of your life. It's the easiest thing because your only responsibility is to raise these little humans. It's the hardest thing because your only responsibility is to raise these little humans. Now, I meant that from the deepest part of my heart. I felt like this was an amazing topic for my episode 2, as becoming a father has influenced my mindset more than any other singular thing next to becoming a husband. Also, I find this topic extremely important, as the number of men and guys that I know in my life, single, taken, no kids, multiple kids, that have come up to me for advice on becoming a father or how to become a better father. Now, I'm not saying I'm the end-all, be-all, or I have this fatherhood thing down by any means, but I'd like to offer some different insight. As someone that never had their biological father around, and saw their mother be the true and leading example of what it is to be a man, to someone who had an abusive stepfather growing up and now has the honor in taking that role in being a stepfather in someone else's life. I've experienced fatherhood in more ways than one, and honestly, didn't know the importance of it all. Didn't know the importance of having a father until I became a father. You know, you don't know what you don't know, right? So let's begin. The big secret. The cheat code. You ready? Listen up now. There isn't one. This is the most on-the-job learning if there ever was one. I mean, at the end of the day, the goal is to make sure these little humans aren't as fucked up as we are, right? I'm sure we can all remember, think back in a time now, as adults, to moments of our childhood and say, hey, that wasn't too normal, was it? Whether we realized things impacted us or not, we carried that with us. May it have been joy, pain, or trauma. But you see, the goal of being a parent is to dissect that, is to shuffle through all the bullshit and only pull out what works, what brings joy, what brings happiness. For all my parents out there, ever wonder why our parents are so much nicer to them than they were us? Because it's their do-over. You see, when you're a parent, your kids are your life. Easiest and hardest thing you'll ever have to do, remember? You carry the weight in the world trying to provide and sometimes miss the little things. Speaking from experience, as a first-generational American, my mother worked her ass off. That's all she knew. That's all she was taught growing up. I wake up, I work, I provide for my family. Hugs? Love? You got food in your belly and clothes on your back, right? all my parents with immigrant parents, I know you feel me. Now, that's not to say that they didn't love us, but it's how they knew how to love us. Well, guess what? Guess what, folks? It's up to us. It's up to us to change that. It's up to us, the parents and parents-to-be, to find that balance again. Let's split the difference between tough love and participation awards. Listen, I'm all for spankings and ass whippings, but you better believe we're going to have a long, hard conversation on why what happened happened. I want to teach my sons it's okay to be vulnerable, to talk about your feelings, while still knowing how to knock a motherfucker out if needed. I want to teach my daughter it's okay to be strong and independent, but to allow herself to be cared for, like daddy did. Balance, folks. Somewhere down the line, we overshot it one way, and then we overcompensated the other, to now our kids are all kinds of fucked up. Now, I'm not talking about social identity or any of that nonsense, but I honestly feel like our moral compass is corrupt. The ideology of family has morphed so much, and for good reason, as not everyone's circumstances was the same. But we've accepted fatherless homes or boys out there having babies with no intention of raising them. Now, I'm not here to give you any religious or philosophical reasons on why it's important to be a dad. Shit, to be a present dad. We have facts for that. 85% of kids from a fatherless home show signs of behavior problems growing up. Another 88% end up in prison. 68% are bound to drugs and alcohol. These are just facts, folks. I, unfortunately, was a many of these statistics. So when we're talking about being a dad, it's literally the most important job I've ever had. I have my three babies, and the assholes that they are, it's my job to make sure they know right from wrong. Each one of those little humans has taught me something and so much about myself at a time that I thought I was incomplete. Liam. My little lion cub. The good Lord placed this boy in my life at my lowest point. His innocence and heart of gold let me feel a love that I had never known before. So much so that it actually helped me mend the relationship with my own stepfather. I finally understood. I was a little shit. Someone else's little shit at that. And the poor guy did the best he could with how he learned. And for anyone out there whose parents are from the motherland, they know they gave up beatings left and right like it was going out of style. But you see, again, it's up to me to break that generational trauma, to teach better for my boy, my lifesaver. Grayson, my chonky boy, the literal carbon copy miniature version of me. I'm not kidding. When I say my wife literally gave birth to my clone, it's insane. From his movements to his mannerisms, his swag to the way he eats, this kid is me. Pure, sweet, innocent. You see, I was robbed of this. I was not only physically, but sexually abused from a very young age. For as long as I can remember, I've had to fight. And no children at that age should live in that type of constant fear and intimidation. So when I look at Grayson, all I want to do is protect him, shield him, while giving him the tools to fight back, but only when he needs to, only when daddy's job is done. And my little Harley Jean, Miss Little Harley Jean, man, oh man, I'd be lying if I didn't admit we had a rough start. You see, with my other two boys, I learned love differently. With Liam, it was acceptance. With Grayson, it was instant. With Harley, I felt nothing. Like, I remember holding her, and I remember that I knew I needed to love her, but that feeling, it wasn't there. And you know what? That's normal. It's okay. You need to understand that they're people too, and just like anyone else, you need to form that bond, even if it is your seed. Now that little girl has me wrapped around her finger. My heart has grown 3 times since her birth. These are my kids, my little humans, the monsters, the assholes. But they're my assholes. I would live through my darkest moments over tenfold, knowing my life would end up where it is. Their father. I wear my past and my pain as a badge of honor to help me better raise them. It's up to us, remember? So let's break that generational trauma. Now, another question I tend to get when it comes to being a dad is, how do I still find the time to invest in myself? Find the time. Well, I do exactly that. I find the time. I make the time. You see, I have two goals as a dad. First and foremost, my children will always see me love and honor their mother. In the words of the great Matthew McConaughey, the best thing you can do as a father is to make sure they see how you love their mother. You know that shitty way of expressing your feelings? Don't trip. It's not your fault. We learned it from somewhere in our formative years. So let's teach our babies how to love and how to love hard. My second goal motivates about 85% of my existence. Circling back to that finding time, remember? I want my kids to always remember me for always getting after it, always striving for improvement, always on my grind. Everything that you want is on the other side of hard work. And I know that sounds cliche, but you see, accountability is a dying trait. It's unfortunately a quality most lack, in adults even. So what do you think is going to happen? It's just going to get passed down. Something's always wrong with someone at any given moment. Well, guess what? We've all been through some shit. No one cares. Now, I don't mean to get all Mr. Jiu-Jitsu cold on you, but it's true. You can't allow your past to prevent you from succeeding. You can't allow your past hurt to affect every relationship moving forward, because at a certain point, you're the one being an asshole. Again, let's break that generational trauma, folks. Every reason you can't accomplish something while being a parent is nothing more than an excuse. I'm up at 5:30 almost every morning, and from the moment my feet touch the carpet, I'm moving, lifting, training, working, jiu-jitsu. I've lost over 40 pounds in the last 4 years, started a martial art with my family, making it more of quality time, and in the best shape of my life in my 30s. There is no reason we can't get better and improve with our children. I hope to pass down these habits through action, because I wouldn't ask anything of them that I wouldn't expect for myself. So for that reason, the bar is a little higher. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, because I've heard it before. You literally make this your life. I can't spend that much time away from my kids. Well, yeah, because it is my life. Apart from the healthy habits and the beast status I hope my kids always remember me for, there is also a hidden agenda. You see, as a parent, it's your responsibility to be able to protect them. Your responsibility to be able to protect your kids, no matter what. You see, when I get the guilt trip of spending too much time away from them, they make it sound like I'm telling them to go clubbing or traveling without their kids. No, what I'm telling you is investing 4 to 5 hours a week to better yourself is okay. Being 40 pounds overweight and not being able to run a mile isn't cute. If you have kids under the age of 10 and you can't carry them both up a flight of stairs, you're fucking up. Quick little story time. A few months ago, we had an incident at the house. Someone or something legit tried breaking into our home. I'm talking dead sleep, 3 in the morning, alarm goes off full send. Before I could even process what was happening, I was at the safe, weapon in hand, locked and loaded. All the while, Trish leaped into action, registering what was happening and getting the kids to safety. It wasn't until I got to the bottom of the stairs and forming a perfect sight picture that my brain finally caught up to the movements of my body. Now, I don't share this so you can applaud my bravery. I mean, you can if you want. I share this to illustrate how important it is to train physically, mentally, psychologically. I will literally run scenarios with Trish at random to keep her just as frosty. We could be chilling watching TV And out of nowhere, I'll pause the show and go, two guys start kicking down the door, dogs outside, kids upstairs in each room, what do you do? Go. Hey, it might sound a little silly, but tasking a bruiser stays on the motherfucking ready. So, let's go. Let's pick up that healthy habit. Let's work on ourselves. Go into your local jiu-jitsu academy, look up a sheepdog course, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And for anyone that doesn't have the slightest idea where or how to start, reach out. I got you. Let's get better together. You won't hate yourself for striving to be a better person, because in turn, it'll make you a better parent. So let's be better people for our little people, because they're always watching. Let's give them something to look up to.